Mujuru has been a member of ZANU-PF since, I may say, conception, because she says that she is the daughter of one R.G. Mugabe. So Mujuru has never known any other political party other than ZANU-PF. Now that she has come out and say she is no longer part of ZANU-PF, my question to Mujuru would be, what is it that you did during your tenure as a card-carrying member and also as a minister in the government of ZANU-PF and as vice president in ZANU-PF, and over the 35 years that you have been a senior government official within the ZANU-PF? So for her to come out now and say now that she's a Democrat, we welcome that. But from the MDC perspective, with our big tent approach, everybody who espouses democratic values and principles of which the MDC has always stood for, we welcome that. But we still have to make sure that this whole new project that Mujuru and the other people who have been allegedly been thrown out of ZANU-PF are now espousing is indeed a people's project. We welcome them. There's now more voices calling for a free and fair election in Zimbabwe.
There's a danger here that if Mrs. Mujuru doesn't form a coalition with the MDCT, the MDCT may actually collapse, because indications are that people may support her instead of the MDC. What are your views on that?
This is a very erroneous assumption that people are making. The MDC has been around since 1999. Political parties have come and gone. So the coming of Mujuru or the political landscape, welcome as it is, does not pose any threat at all to the MDC. People must be disabused of this idea that Mujuru is going to be a major force that will distract the membership of MDC from supporting the MDC, their party, and their leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. We welcome Mujuru to become an additional player. Mujuru, when she comes, she is coming as an ex-ZANU-PF official. I do not see the people who have been tormented by Mujuru over the years, who are in the MDC ranks, going to join Mujuru. It is their democratic right to do so. But we expect that when Mujuru comes on board, she has to draw most of her membership from ZANU-PF. So I think that question that you posed to me, you should pose it to ZANU-PF, that how do you feel Mujuru going out of ZANU-PF with ZANU-PF members, not the other way around?
And what role should the USA play in such new party formations? Because, you know, ZANU-PF will be very quick to say this is a US project or a Western kind of idea of a party formation.
We have heard that before, that anyone who actually stands for democracy is branded a puppet of the West. We say to Mujuru, welcome to what we have been told before. Now that you're calling your party a National Democrats, ZANU-PF will immediately brand you a puppet of the West. If that is how ZANU-PF has been operating in the past, we simply say to Mujuru, there you are. That's what you have been saying to all of us in the past when we were trying to fight for the rights of ordinary Zimbabweans. So by Mujuru coming on board, we hope that she will not only be able to see it from our own point of view, but she will also be able to tell us how ZANU-PF has been able to rig elections in the past.